Hello, this is Big Ben speaking, sponsored by the gas station. So, yes, thanks for tuning in with us. Today I'm going to talk about some of Asia's big topics. So we start with China's one-child policy. This policy was an act because of a population plan for China. It's declared that the majority of couples in China could have only one child. The policy started in 1979 and just recently ended in 2016. This policy was said to have prevented 400 million births. I think that the act was stupid, because the only reason China did it was because they thought they were going to be overpopulated. And I mean, it's good to think of future, but I think this act was pretty ridiculous. So now for my next topic of interest, the United States use of the atomic bomb in 1945. They dropped the atomic bomb on two Japanese cities called Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And this bomb was a reaction to Japan dropping bombs and torpedoes on the military base Pearl Harbor in Hawaii. Now the bombs from Hiroshima and Nagasaki killed between 129,000 and 326,000, and a lot of future generations were affected because of the radiation in the bombs. In Pearl Harbor, 2,403 people died. Now the U.S. made the right decision. I'd say yeah, even though a lot of innocent Japanese people died, it virtually ended World War II, so that's a good thing. Prevented a lot of future deaths if World War II would go on. Now my third and final topic is U.S. and North Korea foreign policy. The U.S. and North Korea have been on a disagreement, and North Korea has threatened the U.S. with their long-range missiles. But now it finally seems like North Korea and the U.S. are finally agreeing on some things. And my opinion is that it's not a good idea to fight the U.S. Because that's not a good thing. You got radiation and no world left after
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.